This one is called Jia Song. And Jia in Taiwan means mother. Rung Jong Kwaye Napovisa. Rung Jong Kwaye Napovisa. Se ohet age wage na povisa ping povi ping povi romurang kung kanye na nanda nare sita kanye na nanda nare sita. On top of black mesa there are flowers. On top of black mesa there are flowers, dew on yellow flowers, mountain flowers I see so far away, it makes me cry. She opened her eyes slowly as if to awaken from a trance cast by a song transporting her to childhood. Back to the flowers growing atop black mesa, so far and yet clearly brilliant. Awake from the song, Jia focused on her daughter, anxiously awaiting to be taught this new song. The old woman chose to take her time. She had learned from experience attention is better paid by children when there is a little pause and mystery. Soon enough, though, Jia spoke. When I was a young girl, my family would camp below Wansapu during the farming months. We spent most of our days following my grandmother through rows of corn and playing in the streams below. One day, white men came in a wagon telling us about a school for Indians run by the government. We were told this school would educate and prepare us for jobs in the white man's world. None of us knew what any of it meant, but these men spoke sweetly, offering grandmother a roll of baling wire for each child that went to school. Before we knew what was happening, we were sitting in the back of their wagon on our way to government school, away from our families to another man's world. Often we would cry out of loneliness, but this song helped us to remember our home. Jia thoughtfully straightened the pleats on her skirt, swallowing the last of her coffee. Smiling, she continued. The government in early 70s, the United States Department of Housing Urban Development, in agreement with the Santa Clara Pueblo, began constructing colonies of modular frame and stucco houses along the open fields of the Santa Clara Pueblo Reservation. The architectural plans for this project were designed in a government office somewhere in Texas. Contractors were hired and building began, and to this date continues. Rung Jong Kwaye Napovisa. Rung Jong Kwaye Napovisa. Tse Ohe. Silenced in the middle of Jia's song, shocked by the shattering, completely unsettling sight of 60 new modular homes crowded in a field across sacred land, cheaply framed and insulated, one the same as the other, one the same as the other. Replacing juniper and chamisa bushes that once shaded and fed rabbits, field mice, and other anima'e. Below Black Mesa, my children and I witnessed a crime, not of passion or accident, but of thoughtlessness, greed, and genocide, neatly packaged in an affordable, comfortable American dream. Housing for a new generation of Numbi Anya and Numbi Toa, expected to assume a new standard. The bulldozer hummed in high gear, clearing a permanent path for progress, perfectly exampled by the shiny new garage doors placed every 10 feet, one right after the other. Boxes designed in a government office with standard quick order dimensions. There was no mud, no uneven staggered sun-baked bricks, no plaster, scraped knuckles on rough brown skin, no cluster of children bathed in mud from helping uncles, aunts, grandmas, and grandpas. Boxes eliminating our sense of community, erasing just a little more of our self and place. Introducing instead concepts of ownership through yard separations and chain-linked fences. In disbelief with my sentiments exactly, Eliza, my daughter, repeated the word, wow, over and over again. Continuous shots from high-powered construction staple guns echoed, cutting through the valley. Through insulation, deep into framed walls, one house after the other. My heart raced, though my body unable to move. I could feel the scream rising from my center and exploding in a combination of rage, confusion, and utter hopelessness as we witnessed this criminal act. Once again, against Numbi Nang, Numbi Anya, Numbi Toa. Against an essential element of Pueblo living. To coil with the earth, to build with mud these vessels we could live in and raise our children. Numbi Nang, we namupi. Hebo ohare namipi. Ha isha wa bot bijo ami. It is not our land to destroy. How we found it, we should leave it. There was one last wow from Eliza, one last shake of her head in obvious disappointment as she steered me back to the truck. We drove, finishing my mother's song. Kanye na nanda na resita. Kanye na nanda na resita. It is so far away, and I want to cry.